We are joined now live by Washington State Senator Shelley Short. And of course, the beginning of the Washington State Legislature was yesterday for this short session. Good morning, Senator Short. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me on this morning.
So you have 60 days. What do you want to get done?
Well, I think a normal 60-day session would be addressing any supplemental budget needs or supplemental legislation. Those things that probably can't wait for a full biennial session. I think there were 220 bills that were on the introduction sheet yesterday, which is pretty high. And they really a litany of issues, no one single topic, but certainly I believe the issue with affordable housing and homelessness will definitely be at the top of the agenda.
And Senator, is the transportation budget probably going to come up this session? We're kind of at a standstill right now with the $30 car tab thing. It hasn't been implemented yet, but that takes out a big chunk of money from the transportation budget.
Well, it does. And I certainly do expect, although I don't sit on transportation and we're just kind of getting in the session to know what that looks like, I do think that they'll be addressing it some fashion. But what I want to remind, your listeners is I have signed on to a bill of Senator Braun's, and that bill looks at different ways that we could fund transportation without just continually looking at, gas tax revenue or that there's, any kind of vehicle miles travel tax. And essentially he would take it's Senate Bill 6041, and essentially it takes using the sales tax from the sale of motor vehicles to pay for transportation infrastructure. He does it in a thoughtful way that doesn't impact the ongoing state budget, because right now those revenues are put into the general fund. So I think it's a unique idea that really shows voters across the state that there are different ways that we can fund transportation. Don't know what the impact of the case will be. My frustration of at least a lot of folks I'm hearing from, like right now, are really concerned about potentially overturning I-976.
Yeah. It seems like the elephant in the room for this legislative session might be Representative Matt Shea. What are your thoughts on that?
Honestly, I've read the report. I think it's an ongoing investigation. Regardless of how it looks or how it sounds, I think it's important for us to remember that he's innocent until proven otherwise. The report has been obviously forwarded to other federal agencies. I think I'm going to just sit tight and see what the outcome of that is.
All right. So what's on the agenda today?
Well, on the agenda today, I have 6 hours of committee. I know. Ranking Republican on local government, so a lot of the Growth Management Act issues, fire district issues, local taxation issues come to that committee. I'm on environment, and I'm also on ag and natural resources. My own priority, big priority, is a piece of healthcare legislation that Senator Rolfes and I have been working on. It's the regulation of health benefit managers. And if you think of, having access to your insurance plan visits and what your doctor or chiropractor might say you need, oftentimes those kind of entities get in the way of you being able to have the visit, either the visits you need or in the manner in which you need them. And so we've been working on this a number of years, and I am excited to say we've got a lot of momentum this year, so I'm hoping that Senate Bill 5601 will actually get to the governor's desk this year.
All right. Well, Senator Shelley Short, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. You take care and have a great day.